All right, welcome to Spirit Life Training. Second year students, well, welcome back. We're going to have a wonderful school year. I'm looking forward to this school year. I'm looking forward to this class. Just to give you, this is the book, Spirit Life Training, that we're going to be, it's going to be our textbook. I want you to, you can read ahead if you want. I'm an avid reader. I love to read. I read in the audiobooks. I'm always listening and reading, so I don't mind you read ahead. But in this particular class, we're going to deal with the mind, the soul. It is the mind or the soul is one of the most misunderstood, undertaught aspect as a Christian. The mind plays a very important role in how we operate in the kingdom. Many of you have heard this statement before. If you haven't heard it, let this be the first time you hear it and remember the statement. I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. All right? Now watch this statement. My soul, watch this, not my soul, my spirit is king. My soul is the manager, and my body is the slave. Let that sink in. My spirit is king. My soul is the manager. My body is the slave. It's very important that you understand that. So in this particular class, we're going to focus on the soul and how the soul cooperates with our spirit. Your soul and your spirit are supposed to cooperate and tell the body what to do. That's how obedience comes to fruition. Notice what Isaiah 1 and 19 says. Oh, this is powerful. We're starting off already. Go to Isaiah 1 and 19. Isaiah 1 and 19. Watch what it says. Isaiah 1 and 19. Glory to God. Isaiah 1 verse 19. It says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If ye be willing and obedient. Where does willing happen at? If willing doesn't happen in your spirit. Your spirit already. See, watch this. There is absolutely nothing wrong with your spirit. Your spirit is already perfect. There's nothing wrong with your spirit. Your spirit is already perfect. How I know? Because you were made after the image of God. God is a what? Spirit. Is God perfect? Yes. So your spirit is perfect. The problem is your soul. So willingness takes place in the soul. Your spirit ready to go with God. Your spirit ready to do whatever God wants to do, but it's that soul. So you have to be first willing and then obedient. You should eat the good of the land. Now watch what verse 18 says. Come now and let us reason together. Says who? Says the Lord. Though your sins or your actions be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So in other words, Isaiah was writing and saying, hey, when you put your mind with God, your thoughts will become his thoughts. So you'll begin to think like God. God will have an influence over you and your soul. That's why it talks about Romans 12. We're going to go over the scripture over and over throughout the year. Romans 12 and 2, be not conformed. This world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your what? Mind. That is a consistent thing. Renewing of your mind. Listen, go to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Remember now, your spirit is king, soul is the manager, body is the slave. Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Watch this. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Watch what the Word of God says. And if I'm correct, let me make sure I'm correct. Let me look it up. Hebrews 4. Let me make sure I'm right. Hebrews 4 and 12. Yes, I am. It says Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God, word there is translated into logos, what God has said. For the logos of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. So that means that the word of God is the only thing, the Bible is the only thing that can separate your soul from your spirit. Your soul and your spirit are so closely related, are so closely intertwined, that the only thing can separate it is the Bible, the written word, the logos, what God has said, word of God. Watch what it says. And of the joints and marrows, means your flesh, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the what? Heart. Let's deal with this. Let's deal with this word heart. Because 9 times out of 10, you've been taught that the word heart means your spirit. That's partially correct, but it's not totally true. To get the totality of it, you must understand that your heart involves your mind too. All you got to do is look it up in the Greek. Let me read it in the Greek. You need to get a strong concordance. I know y'all, I told y'all that last year, you need to get a strong concordance. Let me look it up in the Greek. Heart. Heart or cardia. It's what? It's the organ of the animal. Or it denotes the center of all physical and spiritual life, the center. The soul or mind, as it is the fountain and seat of the thoughts, passion, desires, and appetite. So every time, learn this. Everywhere you see the word heart, you must consider the soul. Everywhere in the Bible, the word heart is written. You must consider the mind or the soul. So it says here that in Hebrews 4 and 12, that for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the mind. The word of God judges your thoughts. The word of God challenges your thoughts. The word of God washes your thoughts. See, without you having a clear soul, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Why is a sound mind necessary? A sound mind is necessary so that we can properly discern and discover the voice of God. So your mind plays a very vital part in your walk with God. We're going to read in the Psalms how David said, oh, how my soul was in prison. My mind was in prison. Oh, my goodness. We so much focus on the spirit. You don't have to focus. Your spirit is already ready to go. God, nothing imperfect comes from God. So when God created us after his image, he gave us his spirit. Our spirit was already perfected, ready to roll with him. It is our mind and our bodies that we have to keep lining up. There's nothing wrong with your spirit. It is your soul. Listen to this statement. I'm going to say this statement multiple times throughout the year. Your spirit is the eyes of your soul into the supernatural. Your mind is the eyes of your spirit into the natural. It's powerful. So I'll say it again. Your spirit are the eyes of your mind into the supernatural. your mind is the eyes of your spirit into the natural. The two have to work together. The two have to work together. So this is why your mind has to constantly be renewed. What do you mean by renewed? Listen, we live in a physical world. We're in physical bodies. We have spirits, but we live in a physical body. We live in a physical world. And so thoughts are being shot in our head, in our mind all the time. So that's why we have to take the word of God to challenge our thoughts. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, separating the soul from the spirit, separating the soul from the spirit from the body, and can figure out what the true purpose of the heart is, true purpose of the soul. Am I doing this for God because I want God to be glorified, or I'm doing this for God because I want something out of the deal? The word of God challenges all those ulterior motives. This class is going to help you control your soul. Your soul is broken down in five different aspects. We'll get to them. But Satan's job and his objective is to affect you in one of those areas. And Satan has been affecting you in one of those areas. And so you're going to learn this semester, this year, on how to protect your soul, how your intellect, your reasoning, your memory, your emotions, your will, all Satan attacks all those things to try to get you not to do what God is asking you to do, to get you not to cooperate with your spirit. So your spirit is already in tune with God. It is your soul that blocks you from manifesting it. Your soul is important. Your soul in the earth realm. Listen, your soul is just as important as your spirit. This is how important your soul is. People in a coma, their spirit is still existing in their bodies. It's just their soul is locked up. So if they don't properly understand and know, people can be in comas for years. And Satan don't mind that because nothing is getting done. Because their spirit is locked in that body and the soul is trapped in that body. Oh my goodness. So your soul is just as important as your spirit. It's just that you must understand that your spirit is perfected. Your soul is constantly striving for perfection or maturity. So we're going to learn these five aspects of the soul. See, God has a soul. If God didn't have a soul, then how can he say, come, let us reason together. Come, let's put our minds together in Isaiah 118. If God didn't have a soul, how can he say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you? Thoughts of peace, not of evil to give you. How can God think if he didn't have a soul? God has a soul. And so you must understand the importance of your soul. If you don't understand the importance of your soul, if you don't understand the importance of your soul, if you don't understand the importance of your soul, then you're going to go through life and Satan will be whipping you in the mind. You can be as powerful as you want to be. But if you're whipped in the mind, then Satan got you controlled. 3 John 2. Beloved, which above all things thou prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So that means your soul has to prosper. If your soul not prospering, then everything else is going to lag. If your soul is not prospering, if your soul is not successful, if your soul is not clear, if your soul is not sound, then your spirit is going to be bottled. Your spirit is going to be capped off. Your spirit is going to be limited. So you must gain control of your soul. And you have to gain control of your soul. Nobody else can do it for you. Nobody else can talk you into a controlled soul. You yourself have to control. You have to take the word of God and renew your mind and begin to control. And we're going to teach you how to do that this semester, this year. We're going to take our time, go through these five aspects, and we're going to teach you how your soul cooperates with your spirit. This is going to be a powerful class. See, everywhere you see the word heart, You must understand it's talking about your soul. Blessed are the pure in soul, the pure in heart, pure in soul. For what's going to happen for those that are pure in the soul? Watch what significant, what significance is going to happen. When they, turn that, Matthew the fifth chapter. Matthew's the fifth chapter. I said Matthew's the fifth chapter. Verse 8. Matthew's 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, or pure in soul. No ulterior motive. What was going to happen? For they shall see God. Or, other words, they will see where God is moving. When you have a pure soul, you'll be able to crystal clear, see where God is moving. Watch this. Go with me to Matthew 6:21. Jump right over there. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart or your soul or your mind be also. See, I can always tell what a person's priorities are financially. Just follow their money. Clear your money, go, that's where your mind has already been. Go with me to Matthew 11. Matthew 11. Watch what Jesus said in Matthew 11. Because I'm going over scripture with the word heart in it. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Meaning, I'm not prideful in my mind. I only do what God tells me to do. Jesus said this, I only do what God tells me to do, I only say what the Father tells me to say. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul, your mind. Things you're worried about, stressed out about. We're going to deal with all that. Satan, when you're stressed out about something, Satan jumps on your emotions and make you run haywire. You act the ways you don't need to be acting. You go and do things you don't need to be doing. Watch this. Let me find another one. Go to Luke 6:45. Watch this. Luke 6:45. I'm just giving you a scripture in your heart because I want you to get trained to realize everywhere you see the word heart, it's also talking about your soul, your mind. Luke. Luke 6:45. Watch this. Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasures of his soul bringeth forth fruit, bringing forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasures of his soul bringing forth that which is evil. Of the abundance of the soul, the mouth speaking. This is Jesus talking. Jesus said, if you hear a man talking and doing evil, you know where his soul at. If you hear a man talking good, doing good, you know where his soul at. Everything that happens in the natural begins in the supernatural and passes through the soul. Your soul, everything that happens in the natural first passes through the soul. So this is important. Your soul is important. We're going to learn that this year, that your soul is important. Look, before we go, we just found out today, Apostle Thompson got a call from Dr. Bill Winston. He wanted him to come tomorrow night, which is Thursday, September the 17th, I think. To come and minister at his International Faith Conference. So we'll be flying there tomorrow. I want you to watch that. It'll be live at billwinston.org. You might not be able to watch it live, but go watch the archives. Hear why you want to. This is extracurricular activity. I'm going to give 10 bonus points in all of your classes if you take the attendance quiz. Now, you don't have to take the attendance quiz for tomorrow night's session, but if you do and you pass it, that means you watched it. And I will give you 10 bonus points in all of your classes. So if you make a B on a test, it'll automatically jump to an A just because you watch tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time at BillWinston.org. Apostle will be ministering. We'll be flying to Chicago tomorrow afternoon. He'll be ministering there tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. BillWinston.org tomorrow night, which some of you will be watching as an archive, Thursday, September the 17th, I think it is. The 16th. It'll be the 9th, the 16th at 7 p.m. Now, if you can't watch it live, you still better watch the archive, but there'll be a attendance quiz posted. It'll be 5 to 7 questions that you can answer. You answer those questions right, I will give you 10 bonus points in all of your classes. That's how bad I want you to watch it. I'm putting an incentive on it. I want you to watch it because tomorrow night is going to be powerful. I look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great rest of the week and be blessed.